Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's pick some games. Make some picks against the spread.
All right. Oh, did we pick last week?
I think so. No? We did?
I don't think we did. Oh. I don't think we did. Okay.
Last week we did pick. 2 weeks ago we did not.
Oh, it was two. Okay.
How did we do last week?
Poor. Bo was 2-2. The triumvirate, Andy, Randy, and Abe, 1-3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Let's just pretend we didn't pick last week.
Yeah, because I had to. Didn't I have to text my picks in late or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I picked the Ravens to win by 20, and I guess that was the only game that I got right.
That was. Yes. Wow. Randy also got that one right.
All right.
Okay. Well, let me start off. I like the Chargers -3 in Houston. It's AFC North rival. Give me Pittsburgh +9.5. Okay. Give me Denver +9 at Buffalo, and give me Philly -5 versus the Packers.
I got the Rams +3. I'm taking all the home teams. I got the Rams getting 3 at home against the Vikings. I got Tampa Bay -3 against Washington. Philly -5 against the Packers. And I think Baltimore is going to cover the 9.5 against the Steelers.
Am I the only one picking the game tonight? Either way. Told me to take Texas and run with that 6 points, and now the spread's 6.5, so I'm taking Texas. Carl went to Texas,
I think.
Give me the Chargers -3. I'm taking the Ravens -9.5 and the Bills both to cover. One of those teams is also going to knock Kansas City out next week or the week after.
Ooh, yeah, a little preview prediction.
I'm just going to give you a heads up. The lines are all over the place. As I've talked to you guys about before, I'm benefiting you in whichever way you took it at
Thank
the time.
Thank you, Abe.
Texas, Bo's getting 6.5.
Like, he's like, you bitter than, like, you're going to break our damn thumbs.
You're
or
a real no,
I'm
saint.
Just, I'm just letting everyone know. Because I took Ohio State -5.5. I think I like the Buckeyes tonight.
Okay.
The Bucks -3 against the Commanders. The Eagles -4.5 against the Packers. And at the time, the Vikings were just 1 point favorites against the Rams. I guess when they moved it, maybe that's probably when the line jumped.
But oh,
I got
yeah.
the Vikings -1. Always take your lines early, boys and girls.
All right. Hey, these segments are longer now. Our music is too short. Yeah. Let's get to Sports Jeopardy. Yeah. It used to be no problem. But now these segments, we switch things up. Andy.
Randy.
I've also done... I had a plan for this to be a little bit longer. So
I know, like
hopefully
this,
we have enough questions.
People that listen like super diehard probably notice.
This guy's still talking?
Yeah, we switched around a little bit. The segments are breaks are in slightly different spots. And this segment, this third segment of the hour, is 15 minutes long now. So we just have to keep talking.
Are you not used to it yet?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm used to
I'm
it.
Getting used
you
to
made
it.
One of them 16 minutes earlier today.
Yeah.
What you trying to say, man? What you we're trying to say it. Over there?
We
it
all
shouldn't
know,
count
we,
because I'm not in studio and I don't have a clock.
Yeah, that's what it was. Randy just didn't know.
Trust me. It's being addressed for Monday. We'll have a clock.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Not really. Not really. Not really. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Question number one. Who is the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in their most recent playoff victory?
Andy. Kirk Cousins?
That is correct. I did not know if someone would go with the trick answer, Case Keenum.
That's where I would have went.
Yeah, Cousins was in 19.
Yep. Yep.
Case Keenum, I think that was the 2017 playoffs. I didn't know if someone would go with the trick, but nice job.
Thank you.
With the Vikings-Rams game being moved to Phoenix, name one of the two teams that participated in the last
Randy.
Playoff. Randy.
The last playoff game that moved was, oh, my God. It's on tip of tongue. I don't know, man.
I think the last playoff game that moved was the, 1962. That wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. Will you say the question?
Yes. With the Vikings-Rams being moved to Phoenix, name one of the two teams that participated in the last playoff game held at State Farm Stadium.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Okay, but that's a trick question, obviously.
In theory, it should help you know that the Cardinals are not the answer.
Yeah.
But what is the answer?
What is the answer? I don't know. The Seahawks.
That is incorrect. The 2023 Super Bowl, Eagles and Chiefs. We would have accepted either one of those.
Okay.
Of the 14 teams in the NFL playoffs this season, which player has played in more playoff games than anyone else?
Ooh, man. 14. He's out of the teams this year.
Yeah.
Andy. Travis Kelce.
That is correct.
Okay.
I will give you an opportunity, Randy. There is one answer. You can just give me a team and a position, and I'll give you another point for this.
You don't give me nothing, dog.
You don't want it? We also would have accepted James Winchester, the Chiefs long snapper.
Oh. Well, I give you a point. Hell, yeah, wrong with you.
I love it when he's home. Who was the last two-loss team? The last two-loss team to win a national championship at the FBS level?
Randy. Was it LSU?
Oh, good call.
Okay.
07.
Okay.
With Les Miles.
That was Les, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great job. Andy still leads 2-1. Of the 12 schools for this year's college football playoffs, which two schools currently have ranked basketball teams?
Randy. Oh, that's pretty good. Damn, Abe.
That's pretty good.
Damn, you stumped me, Abe. Because of the 12 teams which have ranked basketball teams.
No, of the 12 who made, of the 12 that were in the college football playoffs, two of
Tennessee.
Them have, Tennessee's one.
Tennessee and, oh, my God, I have no clue right now, Andy.
I don't
I'm
either.
So stumped. I know it's Tennessee, and who else has a good damn basketball team? SMU.
Not a terrible guess, but not correct.
All right, I knew Tennessee was ranked. And how about Texas?
Oregon.
Oh.
Oregon's ranked 15th.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at that.
Bill Belichick.
I forgot they were in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, right? Bill Belichick is the oldest active coach in college football. Who's the oldest active coach in the NFL?
Andy.
Damn it.
Andy Reid.
That is correct. Andy Reid, we have a...
Let's see. Carson Beck just committed to Miami.
There it is.
Yep, shocker.
We called it.
There it is.
We had it first.
Name the only active NFL head coach that has won a Super Bowl whose team did not make the playoffs this year.
Ah!
Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Did you guys go through these in some other discussion that I missed?
No, I do think I have a benefit of being here. I think I hear it faster. I think there's a slight delay.
I mentioned that to Bo as a problem. Since
so I'm delaying, I'm getting my ass kicked delayed.
Yeah, so delayed ass kicking.
Delayed ass whipping.
Since 1991, name the four NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Randy. 91 since 91?
Since 91.
All right, Dallas.
Yep.
The obviously the Chiefs.
Yep.
Four teams that went back to back. Damn. 91. Ooh, I'm stumped. Okay, we got Dallas, the Chiefs. Who else? Oh man,
you're gonna hate yourself too.
I am too.
Yeah.
You said one back to back Super Bowl.
Yeah, four different teams.
Oh, the Broncos.
That's one. One
the Broncos.
Left.
Damn.
Andy's just gearing up for a steal. Look at him.
Oh my God, I have no clue.
I don't know if I am gearing up for a steal. I think I am, but I don't know.
All right, Randy, need a guess.
Niners?
That is incorrect. Randy?
Who's the 14?
Andy. Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Patriots, yeah.
God, dog it.
Sorry. The Niners did win, I think, in 89 and 90. That's why I started.
Why'd you start in 91?
Because I didn't want to include the 90.
Okay,
the 89-90 swing around.
Got it.
Here's a fun one. When astronaut Alan Shepard hit golf balls on the moon in 1971, what modified club did he use?
Lucky I'm at home, mate.
It's a guess, man. You can take a guess. Anyone can guess.
A sand wedge. Randy. Sand wedge.
Randy. That's incorrect.
God, I don't know. I mean, was it a putter?
He used a 6-iron connected to a thing to pick up rocks.
All right.
There you go.
Well, we're out of time.
Name all four. Are we out of time? Oh, good. I can save that one.
Yeah, pay attention Andy's to the clock,
winner.
Abe.
Andy's the winner.
Pay attention to the clock. Giving people a hard time.
Having a bottom of the clouds.